Jim, there's really no signs of them slowing down at all.
No, it's amazing what a difference a year makes. This team is just kept rolling, and even now that they've sustained a couple of injuries, they're still plugging along and you know, looking to even like they're getting better as opposed to just kind of leveling off.
What aspect is getting better?
They're getting a little bit more production other than just the first line. They're starting to see some goals from a couple of other guys that maybe they weren't getting earlier in the season. A guy like Craig Smith, even though he has been bumped up to the first line the last couple of games, you know, a couple of, you know, goals from the defensemen, Matthias Ekholm and Seth Jones in the last couple of games. So they knew they were going to need some secondary scoring. Looks like it's starting to come here in the last few games.
Do you think it can last, their secondary scoring? Because that's obviously, I think, the one concern in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge question. You know, there are some of these guys that have scored goals before and haven't, you know, done much this season. You know, with Nashville, you know, they've been, you know, maybe guys like Ole Jokinen placed in a different role than they have, you know, in previous stops in their career. But I think they can. I think their system, Coach Laviolette's system, you know, is pretty wide open and allows guys a lot of freedom. So you think the goals are going to come. We were wondering earlier in the season why they were just winning, you know, 2-1 and 3-2. But now they're starting to put more goals up on the board. So I think that's a good sign for them anyway.
Cale Yarncroc, you know, had no points, I think, in his first 12 games. And now he's got 7 in his last 13. Is this just a case of a young guy getting comfortable in NHL? Are you starting to see him make more plays?
Yeah, he was. And again, he was one of the guys put in a little bit more of a defensive role, basically a third line checking center, a young guy that they trusted a lot to put him in that role. But again, yeah, he's one of the guys that the points are starting to come, and he looks really comfortable, even though he is such a young guy.
When you look at, you know, David Poile and you have conversations with him, Jim, do you see him making a, you know, a big trade deadline acquisition? I'm assuming it's going to be a forward. Do you think they will go out and try to add a score?
He always seems to be active at the deadline, especially, you know, when they're in the position that they are now of being in the playoffs. They've been, you know, in a selling position the last couple of years, but it will depend on the price for sure. You know, I think the last couple of years, the way the standings have been with the shootouts and everything, so many teams have been in it so close to the deadline that they haven't been a whole lot of sellers. So it looks like there may be a couple more this season. It's a little early to tell, but we're not exactly sure yet what the you know, what the needs will be. But, you know, depending on the health up front, I don't think he wants to tinker too much. He did that a couple of years ago, and it seemed to backfire him, you know, with the DeAndre Kostitsyn and Gostad, and then they ended up getting Radulov back all at the same time. So it changed the chemistry of the team up quite a bit. So I think he'll be looking, but it's not a necessity, I don't think.
They're right in the dogfight in the Central Division. They're 2 points behind Chicago with 2 games in hand. They're a point up on St. Louis with the game in hand. But the harsh reality is they've either got to finish first or they're going to face one of those two teams in the first round.
Yeah, it's always fun, the Central Division games here. And the Predators and Blackhawks only have 1 game left in their season series. So, you know, not so much in the 4-point games against those two teams. But you're right, they realize that, you know, finishing first or second puts them in a whole lot better position than if they're, you know, third or fighting for the wild card spot, or one of the two wild card spots, if you will, the seventh and eighth spot, you know, when the playoffs come. But I think after 2 seasons out of the playoffs, David Poile and company are just hoping that the team gets into the playoffs and then they can worry about who they're facing after that.
Jim Diamond joins us from the Ringside Report, talking about the Predators. Pekka Rinne clearly has to be one of the top guys up for the Vezina. He might even get some Hart Trophy consideration the way he's played in Nashville this year.
Absolutely, there's no question about it. He's been phenomenal since the start of the season. You know, coming off such a terrible season for him, you know, due to the injuries and the infection that he had last season. But yeah, he absolutely would have my heart vote right now if I had to cast my ballot. But yeah, the team hasn't been blowing teams out. They haven't been winning games, you know, they haven't been putting up 4 and 5 goals a game, you know, except for the last few, it seems like. But he has kept them in, and he's made some big saves at some key times. You know, in Columbus last night, he They're up two to nothing, and he broke up or stopped a 2-on-1 shorthanded or odd man rush coming toward them that really could have changed the tenor of that game. And, you could really feel the air coming out of the building in Columbus after he stopped that. The Predators scored quickly after that.
Jim, the power play just can't get on track. It's 29th in the NHL at only 11.5%, which is very unlike the Predators. Usually Shea Weber is just firing bullets from the back, and it's resulted in a lot of goals. They only have 12 power play goals all year so far for them. Is it simply that the trade for James Neal, well, it's helped them 5-on-5, losing Hornquist, is that too simple? What else is missing on the power play?
No, I think that's exactly it. Shea Weber scored 12 power play goals last season, and Patrick Hornquist was on the ice for every single one of them. He's such a pest in front, takes away the goaltender's eyes, occupies the goaltender and usually a defenseman or maybe even two. He's right there outside of the blue paint. And, sure, Shea Weber shoots the puck really hard, but a goalie in the NHL, if he sees it, is probably going to stop it. We joke about the power play being so bad. It's actually picked up a little bit as of late. Mike Fisher has been inserted into that power play unit, and he's been standing in front of the net, and they've gotten a couple of goals off of that. So I think he may be a little bit of the answer, but you're absolutely right. Hornquist going was, I think, the key to that power play going from, pretty respectable last season to just downright bad so far this season.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's turned, it's completely fallen off the rails. You mentioned it's improved a little bit, but, have they tried a different format? Have they tried different guys to get it going?
Yeah, Fisher's really the first, new person in there. And he's, like I said before, he's standing in front trying to do that. But they've had basically the same units, most of the season. They've had an injury here or there or changed a guy. But Fisher's really been the first major change up front, and they've liked where it's going.
Now, that just is, does he have a little bit of Hornquist in him?
I think he's smart enough to realize that was why they were successful, previously, and that's been lacking this season. And he was out for a good part of the start of the season with the Achilles injury he had at the, in the off season. So, absolutely, he's just standing there. Hornquist was very good at getting some deflections too. Haven't seen so much of that from Fisher yet, but that may come here in the coming weeks.
Jim, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the Christmas season. We'll talk to you in the new year. The Predators, Hawks, and Blues looks like a hell of a fight for the lead in the Central.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you and all the wonderful people of Edmonton.